This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 997. Downtime, why you need it in your life, by Dan Erickson with NoSidebar.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask. Well, I should mention that most Fridays I answer your questions. This Friday, I'm going to do something a little different. You'll see. Be sure to stay tuned. Now, depending on how you've been spending your days among these COVID-19 concerns and days of social distancing and self-quarantining, you may initially feel like you've been getting too much downtime. And so you may think after hearing the title of today's post, this is not going to apply to me at all. But even if it feels like you're getting too much downtime, I promise that you will find this post helpful. So with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Downtime, why you need it in your life, by Dan Erickson with NoSidebar.com. Life can get busy. Sometimes the busyness can't be avoided. Work, family, home ownership, and many other responsibilities are unavoidable, but much of the busyness is of our own making. If you feel like you're burning the candle at both ends lately, consider slowing down. There are some strong reasons you need more downtime in your life. I'm a pretty busy guy. I'm a single dad. I'm a full-time college professor. I operate a couple of blogs. I have too many interests and hobbies to count. Every so often, I find myself feeling physically and emotionally spent. Fear and anxiety start to creep into my life. Too much busyness can lead to mental health struggles. When I was younger, I didn't understand that this anxiety was a cue. It was my body's way of telling me that I needed to slow down. I ignored that cue, and life spun into darker places. That's when I experienced bouts of anger, anxiety, and depression. What I didn't understand then is that there's an easy way to overcome the problems that come with being overloaded. I'm not talking about having a drink. I'm talking about creating intentional downtime. Consider these 5 reasons to slow down. 1, your physical and mental health will improve. We all want good health, right? When we get too busy, our stress hormones kick in. Adrenaline increases your heart rate, elevates your blood pressure, and boosts your energy supplies. This might be a good thing occasionally, but when we continually run in high gear, we're physically damaging ourselves. This physical damage will affect your mental health too. The answer is simple. Make more downtime and experience positive results in your quest for wellness. 2, you'll have better relationships. If you're always too busy, you'll decrease time for family and friends. Your relationships will be weakened. There have been times in my life when I got so busy that I ignored friends to the point of losing them. That's not good. As a single dad, I've learned that I need to purposefully stop and spend time with my daughter. I need to be intentional about building a healthy bond. I can't do that if I'm in high gear. 3, you build your self-worth. Being constantly busy takes you away from yourself. If we're always doing things, we never have time to stop and evaluate who we are, where we're going, and how we can inspire others. When you make intentional downtime in your life, you give yourself time to contemplate what is truly of value. You'll build your self-esteem and your self-worth. Then you'll be better equipped to help both yourself and others. That's priceless. 4, you can become a master of something. I'm a musician. I've been writing and playing music since I was a boy. I love music. Still, even our passions can lead to being too busy. Over the years, I've tried to learn to play most every popular instrument. I've gone on songwriting sprees where I've written 50 songs in a month. Sounds productive, right? Not really. I was keeping myself so busy, I forgot about quality. When we slow down and do a single task at a time, we can become a master. Instead of trying to complete 20 unimportant tasks, focus on one task and do it well. 5. Your yes will be yes, and your no will be no. When we take on too much, we get caught in a trap. Every time someone asks us to take on more, we say yes. When you learn to be more intentional about giving yourself downtime, you also become more decisive. You begin to set goals and create boundaries that help you to know when to accept another responsibility and when to say no. You'll be able to focus on the things you hold important in life. That's a blessing. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Remember, life is not a race. In today's world, we've been misled. We've been taught that we need to complete certain tasks to be accepted and successful in life. We have to get good grades. We have to go to college. We have to get a job, make money, buy stuff, and raise a family. I'm not saying that these things are unimportant. I'm just saying that we don't have to race to the finish line. Slow down, be intentional, and create more downtime in your life. In the long run, you might discover that you'll actually do more of what really matters. You just listened to the post titled, Downtime, Why You Need It in Your Life, by Dan Erickson with nosidebar.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So, what can we take away from this, especially given these times when we may be binging on Netflix and bored out of our minds, or dealing with the distress of not having an income or multiple incomes? I know that binging on shows is tempting and feels like downtime, but when we really think about what Dan was saying, downtime is so much more than laying on the couch. This can be a time to really reflect and think about ways to improve ourselves or our relationships. As Dan mentioned, could we use this time to master something? I happened to hear a job market analyst discuss the current unemployment situation, and something he mentioned resonated with me. He said that even if it seems like no one is hiring during these days of COVID-19, see if you can use this time to develop a skill or contribute to a cause somehow, some way. He said that future employers will likely look for those people that were able to be productive in some way during these days of social distancing and self-quarantine. So what if we reframe the word downtime just for now? What if we use this time we've been given to, as Dan said, be intentional, to build our relationships, build our self-worth, or our physical and mental health, or become a master of something? Could we use this quote-unquote downtime to improve on ourselves? All right, that's enough out of me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week and staying safe and healthy. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.